Mikey!
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Would you score that round? I didn't come in on time.
Tough.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This is our live fight chat for Joseph Parker and Dillian White. We are in the second round, coming on a little bit late as we were giving you our immediate reaction for Carlos Takam versus Derek Chisora and that explosive knockout. Find that on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, even on Spotify and on YouTube. Listen, we're going to save you all the introductions as you know the cast. Know that everyone is here, especially your own brethren waving his Union Jack around. We're in the second round, casual with his lack of co-star ability, blurting in. What did you have to say about the second round, or who'd you score
for? First of all, since you want to throw out insults, well, Nesta Gibbs with his lack of direction doesn't give us a show information like, yo, show starting later. I thought we were live. So now we get an intro of the show.
You didn't hear the intro playing?
I heard it, but I was like, is this a mistake?
This punch is being thrown, casual. Get out of here with your fake co-star shit.
Joseph co-star is real, as you know.
He's looking like he's controlling the ring. It looked like with the jab. I mean, he doesn't give me the same body language that he was giving us, at least in the AJ fight.
Right.
He looks like he's here to fight, but so does Dillian White, who landed a big left hook a few seconds ago. But Joseph put a nice right hand to the body.
A lot of those punches look full power punch, you know, so I think the conditioning is going to show whoever got the better conditioning is going to be the one to score the knockout, it looks like. Both of them want to go for a KO.
Dillian White is landing. He's having nice success, and I figured he would with that length. Remember, I did pick the underdog in Dillian. Let's see, could he pull it off? He's got to close this distance, though, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, Parker definitely looking more into wanting to actually have a fight and throw some punches this time. You know, maybe the smaller man in front of him, you know, the big tall AJ was there last time and perhaps just couldn't get things going, but definitely a more engaging fight as it stands so far with, for me, a minute left in the second round. But Dillian's pumping that jab out quite
nice. Mouth looks a little open, as in needing more oxygen.
Could be so. I mean, I feel like he is using a lot of energy and movement, but he's looking good. He's got the left hand a little low, but I don't know if he's trying to bait Dillian in, but I wouldn't do that with Dillian's reach, man. Dillian could catch him.
Also, Dillian's jumping in with the, you know, to the body, like the jab to the body as well. So
that jab is long and it's accurate as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Let's see, can this fight produce the action that the first fight produced? Again, Parker's body language, nothing like the AJ fight. He looks like he knows he's...
Oh! Did he knock him down?
Let's see, is he counting?
I must be behind. What did
I'm behind, too.
Down. He's counting it. It's a knockdown.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's like an elbow. Down.
I still haven't
seen... I know. I'm at 17. Oh! Not my man. Body shot. He definitely went down.
I thought it was an elbow to the head. Let's see.
That was a body shot. What?
That looked like a slip.
Yeah, that didn't look like a punch to me.
It's kind of good that we all got different times because we get our moment to give a reaction. But look, Parker did not protest. Let's go, body.
Yeah, exactly. He ain't gonna fucking punch.
Yo, fucking Rob, cue the sound bite.
I go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Nah, that wasn't a punch.
Living up to his name, he already got a fucking what's that third round knockdown?
There was no body shot, man. The base shot, the replay.
That was a body shot or elbow to the freaking
watch
side of the head.
Replay. Just watch the replay.
Gotta right find now. Out why
headbutt.
Oh, it was
nothing.
Oh, That was, oh shit. But the messed up part is that it counts as
That fucking sucks because yo, Chisora got that 10-8 round right there. We up, baby.
White.
He's all pumped on Chisora.
Yeah. Well, I picked him.
I picked him, remember?
White is fighting, not Chisora.
I meant White. Ah!
Round three.
It's this crazy UK.
Let's go, Dillian! Let's go!
Ready!
He's got to use the reach, man. He could just... There you go!
Oh.
Right hand.
Nah, I'm going for Parker.
Behind that jab, he's good, bro.
I'm with Kaz, baby. Let's go, Parker.
Okay, Parker landed a nice jab.
Parker working that body, too.
Parker winging that right hand, but it's almost... There you go. Doubled up on the jab. Landed both. That's what I'm talking about. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Why? Because you appreciate what TBV is doing. Plus, the whole cast is here. And Cash is the co-star. You know he's his.
Swinging for the fences, hit that thumbs up
10 times.
We're just co-hosts. We got a co-star in the building.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all ain't been here long enough.
Let's go, Dillian. Right hand to the body by Dillian.
Hey, Parker are going to knock Dillian out. Watch.
Well, we need a knockout.
Conditioning.
Woo! He's winging a right hand, Joseph is. Another jab lands by.
There you go.
By the right hand. I'm telling you, he has success with that 1-2. He might get a Lucas Brown type of, you know, I ain't saying stoppage.
Oh, no, right, looking like it's going to land like the Lucas Brown right hand did. I'm telling you.
Let's go. There you go.
Hooks off.
Let's go.
Make fucking Parker up.
Damn, I don't know where you guys are at, and
you're gonna say, oh yeah, I'm there now.
Come on, that's right. Cut the distance.
Nice body shot.
Damn,
my stream's like going all crazy.
Yes,
I knew this was gonna happen. I knew
this guy got dog in him. I'm telling you, he wants that win.
He does. He went.
I'm ready.
He went to hell with
Parker. Fucked up, man.
I picked the underdog, baby. Let's go. Come on, you gotta block that shit better, Dillian.
Parker's mouth is getting further open with every air.
Yeah, they're throwing almighty punches.
Use the fucking jab. Every time he doubles up the jab, he cuts the distance. He at least lands one, and he can follow with the right. Look at the jab. It just lands nonstop.
And the left side of his face is getting puffy.
Damn.
Let's go, Dillian. Step it up.
Come on, Parker. You gotta fucking get in.
Yeah, he's leaning forward now. He might get stopped, man.
I'm on the 36 mark, 34,
33. I'm at
10. Joseph has both his hands low. Dillian needs to bum rush this guy, put him on the ropes, tack him Chisora style.
Damn. Jab. Come on, work in the jab. Work that jab, man.
Good fight so far.
That's all you can ask from Joseph. That's all he does. Like, give me more. Yeah, I feel like that Busta Rhymes song.
Give me some more.
Come on, look, his hands down, Dillian. Let's go.
Damn, that's Chisora all day. I mean, I'm sorry, that's Dillian White all day.
He got to
fucking cut the distance, bro. He's getting tired on me, I think. What do you see the stamina of Dillian White right now?
I see him slowing down, and I see also Joseph Parker with his mouth open breathing. So that's what I'm thinking. It's all about the conditioning. Joseph Parker can still come back. He's down on the cards, if you ask me, by all three rounds.
Well, Joseph's definitely down because that knockdown, whether you think it's bogus or not, they gave him credit.
Yeah.
To Dillian White, so he's at least got a 10-8.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's
White came in at like 260. So shit, that might be a problem down the line.
What did Parker come in at?
He looks nice and lean. He looking like Ness.
And that arena is jam packed.
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It doesn't even cost you anything. It's absolutely free. It helps with the visibility of the show. It lets us know around here that guess what? You like this UK guy on the panel. If not, we're going to fucking kidnap him. I'm not in that shit.
White's belt line is way above his belly button, man. That shit should be addressed.
You mean his belly is just...
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Dilly. But calm down.
He wins the fight of the fencing pole. Like, he's got the better jab. He's got the longer arms, man. He has to use that
motherfucker. Dillian a fucking beast, man. That nigga big as
fuck.
Talk about Wilder. What's Dillian doing in the air like that?
Watch what's gonna happen coming up.
Whoa!
What's that about?
That's cool.
I love that shit, man. Like,
he's super eager.
Little brother.
I can hear y'all like reaction after my reaction. That shit is fucking awesome, bro.
That's a faint
wave of reactions. He's like, oh.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, I just got my stream to come.
Oh, man, this is getting
good. Here we go. Come on, Dillian. Every time that 1-2 works nonstop.
Parker, you gotta get on inside, man.
There you go, Parker. Chop him, Parker.
Let me get this out because I know it's gonna happen. Parker keeps ducking his head low. Like Dillian will hit him with a jab and he'll try to duck his head low. That right hand is gonna hammer his ass. I'm telling you. He's leaving the side of his head out there for Dillian to land that right hand hammer.
Like coming down, like.
Ooh,
like
Parker, you're starting to.
Like the Lucas Brown punch.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Dillian. Let's go, Dillian. Cut that distance. Parker's mouth is wide.
Ooh, nice hook, Parker. Nice hook.
But Parker parries well, though. Look, you see, he always parries with that right hand, but he's cross parrying. You know, coaches tell you that's the bad. He's parrying with that right hand, Dillian's left hand jab. So,
one thing about Parker, he always. Oh, nice hook. Ooh, I see you, Parker. Get his ass, Parker. There you go, Parker. Let's go, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Nice check, coach. That looked like a little Brona. Okay.
Oh, what's good?
Dillian can't be doing that shit, bro. What the fuck is he doing?
Yo, but look, he got one left hook and one body shot. Like, is that enough to win the round? Like,
now he's coming in. He's hooking off. Come on, man.
On the back foot. Okay.
I think a KO coming. Oh, my Lord. Oh, he holding behind the head. That's
exactly. That's my just saying. That's what I'm talking about, Cass. Talk that shit.
Get this motherfucker off you, body snatcher. Yo, you see the dog he got?
Yeah, he tried to. He done like.
We didn't need no fucking ref to break him up.
A little bit dirty, though.
This is like Sergeant Slaughter. He raked his eyes across the top turnbuckle. Face across the ropes.
Come on, Dillian. Let's go.
nice straight right, Parker. Good
gotta pump that jab more. Don't get tired on me, baby.
Yeah. He's slowing down.
Biggest fight of his life, man. Well, I guess AJ was. That's why he looked at this. Oh, good two body shots by Dillian. Nice. Even though the Wolf ref warned him. No points, though.
That defense strong of Dillian White.
On that back foot, I'm telling you. Let's go, White. Oh, my God. White is so sloppy. Look at that punch. Left hook behind the head. But the UK crowd won't say nothing about that. They'll call Wilder sloppy, though.
Yo, is that a tattoo on half of his back?
That's a whole tattoo, baby. He's tribal. Nigerian warrior. Jamaican. Selassie I, whatever. Where's he from?
That should go all the way to, like, his cheek. Not his cheek, but his pick.
Rob, you're on mute or something.
He's from Jamaica.
Eight people talking. No, he's Jamaican.
Jamaican. No, I'm not fucking like this guy, bro. I've been to Jamaica like 5 times. It's my man's in them right here.
That's your people, huh?
Bam! Let's go! You seen that left hook? Oh, yes. Yo, I'm going to get that underdog win. Yo, this is back-to-back weeks. You guys are looking bad here.
Don't talk too soon, baby. You yapping. Okay. Yo, we'll see.
Acting as if it can't happen. White about to put it on him. Oh, man, I'm souped. It's going down. Come on, look at Parker. Eddie in the crowd.
Yeah, I think he can still come back, man. It's all about that condition. Look.
Yo, he's not even breathing heavy, though.
Oh, okay. I think the later round, Joseph's going to be a little better.
Yo, to be fair, neither is Parker, but Parker had the little Superman S going on. You seen his hair?
Man, Parker got quit being so motherfucking nice, man. God damn.
Yeah, this is man's world. Round 5, ladies and gents.
I'm at 230. Let's go,
pump that jab. A lot of body.
Oh, there you go, Parker. Good check hook, baby.
A lot of body. Right,
you seen that?
Yeah.
Parker got his ass hurt. Let's go, Park.
Yo, this motherfucker is wild. He's Wilder's cousin. All right. All you fucking UK fans listening. Shout out to the UK. I was told this week by our platform that we have the highest UK download listen show on Blog Talk. So thank you to all you guys. Hit the thumbs up button if you appreciate that. We appreciate you. And shout out to you guys for not realizing Dillian is very sloppy. He's like Dillian the body snatcher Wilder White.
What the fuck?
But he got dog in him. That's why the Chisora and Dillian White fight was so explosive. I don't remember. Was that a draw? Who won that fight?
It better not. White won that fight. White won this fight. Look at Parker's arms. Why are they so low?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
everybody it's fight.
Everybody pick Parker. Scratch your head right now. Look at his arms. Oh my God. Come on, Dillian.
That's the only way he can get like real leverage on his punches.
Dillian, son. Look at that. Oh,
come on.
He's tiring out, but he's the busier fighter, man. He's shutting out.
He definitely has the aggression, too. So he's pressing the fight. He's going to get all those points.
Yeah, Dillian's winning by a shutout right now.
There's still 7 rounds to go. Look at Parker even pushing that. Oh, he's getting tired.
Yeah, his arms are down this whole entire round.
Uh-oh. Come on. Oh, I got you. I know what you I know what you need to listen to.
Stay off them ropes.
I got you, Dillian. I'm gonna get him excited. Here we go.
Hey, Jay. Well done.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Give you a couple words.
Yeah.
Maybe two. Oh, blow my trumpet in that, Joe.
Let's go, Dillian.
I had to watch my weight.
Wait.
Too much, even though I'm a heavyweight.
Heavyweight.
I'm on time and I'm never ever late. I'm hustling hard so I can go on and be a great.
All right. I'm super.
You should have let that ride.
I know you like that AJ verse. Yo, AJ got that he got the lyrical skills on that one.
He spit 10 bars.
When this podcast goes onto iTunes, it might well top the charts.
I know.
Number one, Anthony Joshua.
Oh,
good defense by Dillian. Still in the fifth round. In the end of the fifth round, we got 23 seconds left on my clock. More Joseph Parker amongst the ropes. More backpedaling. How will the judges receive this? Fighter IQ.
Dirty. Dirty, damn! Watch right, watch now. But he caught him with a face.
Because he laid on him.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put your weight.
Nah, laid on him.
Yo,
man.
Think back to Klitschko versus David Haye. How many times David Haye?
Yeah, but that was that kind of fight. Anyway, so it sounds like he got hit after the bell. Was
I
don't have any sound either.
Because I don't want to be influenced.
I don't want to be influenced.
Right now, I would be influenced if I was watching this Eddie Hearn interview. I would be like, oh my god.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing.
Right now, he's like, Wilder. We'll never fight Wilder. Crazy? We're trying to make AJ a billion-dollar fight. No,
man. Hold on. What if this already happens like to Dillian White? What if White knocks out fucking Parker and Chisora just knocked out Tacquiam?
What if White knocks out Parker? Well, it builds up a super rematch.
I'm saying AJ can do it at all.
You're right.
That's a nice little a little spice on that motherfucker.
Narrative there. But you know what though? Eddie Hearn will just see the wheels churning and he'll be like, you know what? Chisora White, we just need to do your fight as a pay-per-view now. Don't go fight two different people. Both of you guys got explosive knockouts. Let's just give you a pay-per-view and give you some of that back end money. All right. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Just looking at this fight, it definitely looks like Dillian White's doing a lot better than Anthony Joshua did against Joseph Parker.
Well, he's fighting a different fight, to be fair. You know, I mean, Joshua wasn't as sloppy. It wasn't as, you know, their bodies didn't have to touch as much. Like, Joshua controlled the action. You know, you got to respect a ring generalship. This is not ring generalship. This is what you call come forward aggression. He's bringing the fight to Joseph. Joseph's on the back foot. Joseph wants to clinch. That's why he's being hit behind the head a lot.
Damn.
He wants the referee.
God damn.
Yeah, he's killing his body now.
Fucking left hook. And by right hand. Dillian is, I'm telling you, he's going for it. Let's go.
Wait till y'all see what I just saw.
Listen, this fight, if he could win this fight in this particular fashion, keep winning it round by round like this, even if it's a 12, I like the Wilder fight. He's got dog in him, and Wilder's vulnerable. He could give Wilder. Look at this, man. He's fucking stiff on him. Joseph wasn't ready. It's like Lomachenko Salido in this motherfucker.
Ooh.
Joseph got a fucking chin, though.
Let's go, Dillian.
The uppercut was nasty.
He's got a chin, though, Parker, to be fair.
That's what I'm saying, Rob.
But the corner might save him from himself. I mean, this is not looking good. His hand.
Oh my god!
Not really blocking. You know, he's rolling these punches on the back foot.
They got to give him the sixth round.
Give
Kevin Barry. Not give him. I mean, it's the sixth round. He got to come back. It's only the sixth round. I'm hoping.
God, Dillian is catching this motherfucker. Dad.
Let's go. Double up.
God answered my prayer. I got a live.
You doing me? What's up, baby?
I got a live one, baby. I'm watching it.
Finally.
Oh my god, Dillian was working the body like a motherfucker.
Good right hand, Dillian. Let's go.
God damn.
Right, UK, all
right, let me
flash that thumbs up because this shit is on fire in the UK right now. Forget Mikey Garcia and East.
Showtime, HBO,
Brown just finished right now. Brown just finished.
Now in a little comeback here. He got Dillian on the ropes now, but Dillian is smart. He put him in the fucking headlock real quick.
Yo, my guys are in the corner. How about you guys? They're already sitting down.
Nah.
What round? Six?
I got 30 seconds left in the sixth round.
I got 21.
I got
six, five, four,
three. Yeah, mine's done. Mine's done.
No, I'm on 20.
I'm on 10 right now.
Man, Dylan White is really, really working. Dylan the uppercuts on the inside.
Oh, corner.
Where you at?
Oh,
double.
Walker landed a left hook there.
Well, watch this. White when the round is about to be done.
I have not seen White uncomfortable yet. White, he has control the whole pace.
Oh, yeah, Joseph. Give me some fucking dog. He just oh, okay.
Yeah, Kevin Barry's in the car. Come on, White. Come on, Dylan.
Wanda, let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
My boy.
Yo, my guys are coming out right now.
Yo, what's the list? What's the list, Doomy?
Jack, I got it right here in my phone in my nose, baby. Don't worry about that.
All of you guys pick Parker, right?
Yeah, I got everybody's
me and Rob, the only fucking smart ones.
Yo, yeah.
Whatever. Sure. Whatever. It's a seventh round. I said 10th round. Parker. Let's go.
Shit. Did you see the replay on that uppercut?
Yeah, the replay is crazy right now.
Y'all didn't see it live?
The highlights is all
Dylan White with forward pressure.
That's almost like that AJ Vladimir uppercut.
Holy shit. I'm like, damn.
Both boxes in the mid. Okay. Now. Right hand. Parker.
Look at the
Parker. Let's go, baby. All right.
Now is where it works.
Already started. We got Parker in the corner. He got Parker fighting over there.
It's just started for me. Bell rang. Both fighters back in the ring. Round number 7.
Yo, Dillian.
Rob, you see it, Rob.
Dylan ain't even got a half a six pack. That motherfucker. Come on, baby.
Both of these guys are really smothering.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Joseph Parker looking strong still.
They're tired. They're getting tired. You could tell them, man.
Oh, well, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to ask.
But Dylan.
He's going to carry more power. There you go.
Dylan White's putting the forward pressure.
No, bro. Joseph, he came out a little stronger this round. Like,
yeah. And he's looking power.
Have more power on them.
Yeah, they look packed.
He's sitting down, the motherfucker.
He able to do much, you know, for the whole three rounds, but he's
still doing it.
Backing him up now, just so you know.
Yeah, it's a 10-round fight? No, it's a 12-round.
12 rounds.
Championship fight.
Yeah, I see.
WBO eliminator plus Dillian White is highly ranked.
Oh, Cheetah chopping over the head.
I didn't like that.
He's dirty.
Those holding and stuff is going to be a lot.
Hammer fist. Parker.
Hammer fist
by Dillian White.
Dirty, no warning at all.
But he been doing that all night because Joseph keeps ducking his head, bro.
Yeah, but you don't throw
it. That shit his whole career. What are you talking about?
Hands, man, take advantage, Dillian.
If he landed that G.
Oh, he's in the corner. Get out that corner. Jab, jab, jab. Work, work.
Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Hit that notification bell so you can get those notifications every time we go live. This is not our first live fight chat. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Let's go.
There you go.
You know, man, Parker's really showing how tired he is with him keep strapping his hands.
Dillian is so smart to put all his weight on Parker's back every time Parker.
Caught him with
leans
that
on neck. His neck, exactly. Pulls down the chokes. Everything's going to tire him out.
Yeah.
Oh, good left foot by Dillian.
Dillian taking back.
Dillian trying to DDT him right now.
Smash the thumbs up.
Oh, body shots by Parker.
Yo, every time he doubles the jab, he has success, bro. Either with landing one of those jabs.
Whoa, did he buckle him?
Good 1-2 to the body by Joseph Parker.
And watch Joseph Parker now, right? 6 seconds later. And
left hook to the body by Dillian. Dillian is plotting on that body. Non-stoppage.
Parker's more tired than White.
Yo, they both throwing uppies, too.
Yeah,
he definitely looks tired. Both hands down. And
he's not even
with it.
And mouth open.
You know, if he keeps that shit up, he's going to.
He's working that fucking body.
No, Dylan's going to hop. He's going to lunge in with a left hook and catch Parker, man. I don't like that shit.
The question on everybody's mind is Deontay Wilder watching this fight?
Absolutely.
What?
I don't know. I don't think he got a link.
Really?
I think he got to watch it afterwards or hear about it, read about it, and then say, yo, let me watch this fight.
Money B, they on their way to the 8th round right now.
There you go, nigga. Rough tactics right there. Exactly, man. Great. Great by Sky.
Yo, why he keep elbowing? Yo, he just hit him again. And then
dirty.
Look at this motherfucker Dylan, bro. He's not fucking... He got him in the headlocks. Fucking DDT'ing him.
No warnings.
Doing a fucking people's elbow.
They stopped it.
The roughing in the UK right now. How do you feel about the reffing in the UK right now?
Well, obviously, none of us like the hammer fist landing on the back of the head on a consistent basis. I'm not listening to it with any audio, so I do not know if the ref is warning
Nah, he ain't
won. He won once.
Visually, it doesn't look like
he's dirty, real dirty.
What I will say is the roughhouse tactics, the wildness, practically almost going over the ropes,
headlock.
Similar. It feels very close to home.
And how do you have the best ref in the fucking co-main event?
Elbowing. He's elbowing him as well, bro.
You got the fucking nation's best ref.
Yo, Enrique, co-main event. You sound like Lomachenko fans that picked Lomachenko versus Salido. I know it's illegal, but the fighter is supposed to be able to handle that. You can't expect the ref to do it.
Bro.
Ooh, yeah. Nice jab.
I never looked to the ref for help, man.
I'm not saying the ref needs help to help him. I'm saying that the ref needs to control his fighters.
I don't like Dillian's white.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't like Dillian's left hand all the way down there. I don't know if he's getting cocky, but he had a lot of success with that jab in the earlier rounds, pumping it from up top.
Carl Froch has it
dangerously low right now. Dangerously low. They both.
Right, Parker.
Carl Froch gave Parker first round and another round that I missed in there. So it's like 2-8, 2-6.
Man, my link keep going in and out and shit.
Do you think Joseph Parker's gonna blame the ref if he loses this?
Hell no. He better blame. He said that he boxed more than 200 plus rounds. He tried to throw it in there in the press conference that it was really 6 weeks because of something traveling. I don't know. But come on, bro. I'm looking at it. You know, I'm still my link is in and out.
He
anyway.
Still looks sturdy, though. He looks powerful still, but he's just not doing enough. He's content popping the jab.
No, I don't think he's content. I think he's genuinely tired. He has his hands down. He keeps hopping up and down, trying to shake the lag out of his legs.
Dillian's jab is like a magnet on this kid's head, bro.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Especially in round 8. He's getting like
Dillian White, a fucking big dude, bro. God damn.
You know what?
That jab is like a police batting ram, bro.
This might get stopped.
Nah, I don't see it getting stopped unless it come by knockout.
Man, I ain't even seen that.
If you were in Parker's corner, what would you tell him what you need to do?
Yo,
cut the fucking distance, man.
You don't step up, I'm going to stop this fight.
Ooh, nice uppercut, Parker.
Oh, you ain't see that left hook? That shit stopped Parker in his fucking
That's why I just said, yeah, I saw that earlier.
Around the temple, right?
All I'm seeing from Parker is one punch. One punch, back pedal. One punch.
No,
right now.
There you go, 1-2. There you go.
Dillian needs to give me more.
Caught him with a hook.
Output, though. Nah, he's got to step back. Oh, good left hook, Dillian. Damn.
He may think he has it in his pocket.
His reach is so long, bro. He's coming around the jabs and everything. He could counter around the jab with a hook. This guy is dangerous.
So do you think combination punching would be a success for Parker right now?
I mean, if you really look at it, right, you know, if he's squaring up with him on the inside, combination punching, pivot to either side, left or right. I see him going back and forth, dancing, shaking his legs.
Straight line, too. Yeah. He's going back in a straight line, bro.
You know, a guy like Dillian White that's walking forward, just forward pressure. You show the angles, you could get something out of it. But if you start walking back in a straight line, you're going to keep getting jabbed the hell up, man.
But not even that. Dillian White got his fucking reach by like 4 inches. When that happened, you got to fucking get on fucking White's chest.
Parker ain't got shit right there.
I'll break it down. Parker needs to hit harder.
He needs to have the chest and is throwing his punches.
There's just no way he's gonna win this decision backpedaling like that.
He has to win the rest of
like
these.
He's playing tennis, bro. He's not in there boxing. He's on his back foot. He's like, you know,
he's gonna need a knockdown in the rest of these rounds.
Ain't got the punch.
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy what you're watching around here. Don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Click that notification now to get a notification. I'm going to go ahead and switch this to 136 because I'm getting fed up seeing it stuck on 135.
I just hit it. I hadn't hit it yet.
You run a train on that thumbs up.
Yes! Yes! So we're back. Joseph Parker back on his toes. He's kind of coming forward now. He stopped in the center of the ring, flicking a jab.
Oh.
Dillian threw the 1-2 and almost landed that right hand.
Man.
Oof. Dillian's
winning. These guys are tired.
He's landing that jab at ease, bro.
Yeah, and the second half, he's landing all the 1-2s. Yeah.
Yo, we got 900 watching and only 100 thumbs up, man. Smash that shit for us.
It just went up to 193, baby. You know I had to hit.
Yeah, but there's 900 people watching this.
Yeah, but it just skipped like 70-something and it won.
This for y'all, baby. This is for the fans.
If you're on YouTube and you haven't discovered the Boxing Voice, you want to be notified, subscribe right now and hit that little bell.
Yes! Woo! Oh!
I'm not, it's it, man.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Bro, down by a left hook and a ninth round.
What's going on?
He got don't hit by me. A left hook.
No.
Who?
It's over.
Whoa, wait.
What?
I'm in the ninth.
What the fuck? I'm only in the ninth. I'm 1 minute and 46 seconds. What's going on?
39 seconds. Come on! Don't say the winner. Don't say the winner.
Don't
please.
Say nothing. Don't fucking
fuck!
Come on! I know what doing me.
Joseph Parker. Anyway, he said. Okay. Damn. Double jab by Dillian White.
Let me tell you something, man. I told you, man.
Kevin Battery.
Oh, that fucking left hook! I fucking told you.
I told you later in the rounds he was gonna get caught, man. His hands
it's over.
That was fucking on the money.
Yeah.
No.
Kevin Barry
Parker, a fucking dog, man.
Hands too low, man.
Shout out to Parker.
He's still standing though.
I know.
I thought it was gonna be stopped.
Parker, a fucking dog, man.
Yo, but that was a good shot.
Yeah, that was a check right there. Oh,
White throwing fucking
come on, man.
Dillian proving elite level power. Fucking Joshua couldn't drop fucking
hell pump. No.
Yeah, but it was a different fight. Different fight. Exactly. That's elbows. It's a lot of elbows.
Fight. You gotta be a dog. And
check it out. Look, I mean, look. I'm eating crow. I know I'm eating crow. But I'm gonna tell you right now. I said it, man. His hands are too low. He's gonna get stopped.
Who?
Parker.
No, I don't think he gets stopped.
He won't get stopped.
Yeah, you didn't say that on Thursday.
Get the fuck out.
I know that. God, yo, y'all like vultures, yo. Y'all like vultures. I just said everything. I just said I'm going to eat crow, and they just attacked me.
Yeah.
That's some crow.
It's like you threw bread for the birds.
Holy shit.
Fuck, you're supposed to finish the round.
Oh, yo, he knocked the sweat out Parker's head.
Oh man, Kevin Barry need a smack too, just for that.
we ain't never letting us back in that motherfucker.
Come on, Kevin.
Bro.
Oh,
he was so proud of him.
Fucking Dillian White. Oh my God, UK is not gonna let if he fucking stops Joseph.
He gonna stop him.
Yo, the word ducking Dillian and Wilder is not gonna stop. If like, oh my God, look at that left hook.
If his corner didn't tell him, keep your right hand up, hold the phone, he getting knocked out.
Oh my God.
I like that shot.
Joseph went down. Oh my God, he went down instantly, bro. Joshua's in the background, like, oh shit. And you know, he likes Dillian. You remember the last time he's like Dillian said, let's go, baby. So like he watches his fights, yo. He Dillian's entertaining, you know what I mean? In and out the ring.
Joshua won money on that fight as well.
Damn, he won my respect. Yeah. And he's still landing.
Right round.
Joseph gotta throw 4 or 5, man.
If Dillian can win this fight, especially by knockout, Jesus, man, that Wembley fight is his, bro.
He gotta take that risk. Parker, that is.
It's true, man. That's that Manuel Stewart, man.
Dillian just needs to come behind the 1-2, man. He has success. Double up that jab and let that hammer go. It's been working all night. Even though the left hook was the one to put fucking Joseph down, not the right hand.
He's got to knock Dillian out.
And Parker, fucking
otherwise he's lost. He's lost.
Oh yeah, he already lost. Like he got to get a knockout because he got 2 knockdowns and he's been getting outclassed.
He might as well go in the corner and be like, no more.
Jab too, by the way. I can't wait to see punch stats because Dillian.
He's tired, bro. He's a 1-2, hands down. 1-2, hands down.
I'm going to keep a G. I wish I had Dillian's jab, bro. He is nasty right now.
Ooh,
particular fight, his jab is just like, look.
it's like
the can't miss punch.
It's like, he's longer reach than you think as well, don't you?
Yeah, like 6'3" with a reach of like 7.
That Thursday, bro, his reach is long. I knew this was gonna be an issue, man. I'm looking like Nostradamus.
Brew in the chat is willing this on. He picked Chisora earlier. He's now got Dillian White. He's gonna make some money.
Who?
Brew.
Oh, Brew. Oh shit. Oh,
fucking.
Damn, he picked Chisora. He picked Dillian White too.
Yeah, Chisora, Dillian White. He's
man, my shit.
Yo, black, Brew. Man. You shout out to you. Courtesy of me.
Now he is Nostradamus.
Ha ha! Yeah!
Get up out of here, man.
Who made that? That shit funny.
Hey, Dylan White. Dude sagging and shit now.
Did I hear Nostradamus or is that like...
Heard Nostradamus, bro. This TBV, man. We got... Okay. You think Nas ain't do a drop for me, dog?
Okay.
Fuck, you don't think Nas and Jones did a drop for Nesta Gibbs? What the
Godson, you feel me?
Don't
no.
Make, don't make me get my my Cameron drop. I ain't going to finish playing it. I'm just saying, yo. Be careful. I know
yeah, niggas. Yeah. Unless AJ's dropped a bar for you, Ness.
Nah, I mean, yo, you see how AJ looked at? He was like, oh, you know what I mean? So did you see Nessie?
My man Parker looking like they stole his lunch money, man.
Yo, don't be sad, bro. Just
yo, why is this dude keep tackling, bro?
Learn with T. Ooh, good left
body. Uh-oh, they timed out. They timed out something. Oh, taking shit, a point.
You right. What the fuck?
Taking a point.
Oh,
take a point, man. You being dirty, bro.
Yeah, take that point.
Get your skin thick on it.
Dylan White talking shit now.
See, that's the thing with Parker, man. He's too nice.
All he got was a warning.
Dylan White in the 30.
Yo, somebody been doing you dirty for a whole fight. You rough it right back, man.
Yeah, he got.
Oh my god,
he got to throw an elbow in there.
Ref and shit.
They showed that fucking replay. Oh my god.
Knock the sweat off that head.
Now, what's
showing the same?
Parker loses his
head, look like a pinata.
Would you think this would be a good fight with Chisora?
It was a good fight.
It was a good fight the first time. So.
Yeah, the first time was entertaining. But
for I'm saying have Chisora fight Parker, Joseph.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking
yo,
shit.
Yo, is there like anything wrong with Parker? Maybe a broken hand?
I don't know, but Parker didn't pay.
Oh, though. My God. He got hit with the left again.
What the, your stream started already?
Yeah, man.
What round you in, Doomy?
11th round.
Damn. I just started. I'm at 250.
My shit is picking up on the.
Yo, 11. I ain't on front.
Okay. Parker working.
Ooh, damn.
Yo, this is crazy.
Whoa.
I got more action than the AJ fight. Like, this is crazy.
Dude, this card been fucking crazy.
Safety flap,
man. I missed it to catch. Oh,
look how Dillian White comes out for this round, too. He knows he's the man.
Nice body shot, Dillian.
Parker winning this one, I think.
See how Parker landed this left.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
Parker. That's what he should have done in the eighth, seventh.
You gotta go in the fucking chest, man.
Oh, right. It was the right. What you looked at? What you? I'm
234 right now.
Damn, I think he stopped him, man.
He stopped him. He's killing his body.
Yeah, because I'm frozen.
He finally let him go. He's finally letting his hands go.
I'm digging. I'm at two
Parker digging in dirty. Dirty ass Dillian White again.
Oh, Parker kicking up.
Oh,
my God. Nice body shot,
Dillian. He just needs to make sure he doesn't walk into a left check.
Dirty, man.
Dirty, man. He got riding around dirty. He should get He got to get frisk.
Camilla Terry, man.
If they stop and frisk him, he getting busted.
Yo, he is. Yo, ooh, you got it, Parker. Good fucking left hook, Dillian.
Parker's not fucking, man, he is not backing down, bro.
Yeah, I'm frozen over here.
His body language looks like shit.
Yeah, his body language looks like shit.
He's
from
like, he's like,
second round.
He's like Bambi on that, in that ice scene and shit. He's all bobbling around and shit. He looks so jittery.
Newborn deer on spaghetti legs.
Hell yeah, look, there he goes again. Oh, but he dug to the body, so did Dillian. Dillian rose to the top of the left hook as well.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm frozen.
Oh.
You frozen?
There was another wild punch by Dillian.
Ooh.
He almost spun around.
There were some nice uppercuts.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, come on.
Way behind.
Yo, Joseph is really putting a lot in this round. Like, this is probably one of his better rounds.
Oh, nice uppercut, Joseph. He just get his ass, Joseph.
Ass punches. Joseph.
Even if he scores the knockout.
Yo, this White keep holding down his head, yo. Yo, Parker got to get me.
White
man.
Is dirty. White is dirty.
Yo, Parker got to get me. And this ain't no fucking gentleman's club, man. Like some bullshit, bro. What the fuck going on?
Oh, nice hook. Wobbled him. Keep paying attention, Nas. Pay attention, bro. What's going to happen?
Oh, my God. That's
David Allen to be at the they
slugging. A phone call fucked up the stream.
Joseph Parker's actually leaning on him for the first
time. Oh, come on, Parker. Let's go.
Parker, with that uppercut.
Get on that motherfucker, Parker. Let's go.
Yo, they got to feed Parker more. He's small, man. He's
Parker, small. Finish him, Parker. Come
finish
on.
Finish that motherfucker, Parker.
Come on. Finish him. Finish him.
Damn.
Damn the fucking round. Stop.
What the fuck?
Save that bitch ass nigga.
But even if he knocks out Dillian White, they gonna knock him out on his next fight.
Parker, baby.
What the fuck?
Parker was digging.
Come on, Dylan, get off the ropes.
Parker was digging in.
He won that round,
man,
but
Parker got to come out, man. He got to come out like
he should have done that in the six.
Man, fucking Carl Frosch did against fucking Jermaine Taylor that 12th round, Rob. You feel me, Rob?
Watching, I feel you though.
What was y'all watching? That y'all thought Parker was gonna stop Dillian White in that?
Nah. He had him up against the ropes, and White wasn't doing nothing.
Fuck. You guys have me nervous, man. You guys are fucking.
Man, let me tell you something. When you leaning forward with your hands almost touching the floor, and you ain't doing shit, you in trouble.
You tired?
You know who the fuck is in trouble? Everybody watch it. Put your hands up and fucking hit the thumbs up.
Man, we got 1,000 motherfuckers watching, man. Smash that fucking thumbs up.
He needs some milk.
Get some milk. He all bent over and shit.
Final round, baby. 12th round, baby. Let's go. Top blood. Let's go, baby.
Hit the thumbs up button if you feel like these cards have been amazing.
Oh!
Jab with a jabber.
What? What the fuck?
Oh, Dillian! Oh!
Runs in the future. Holy shit.
My round is about to begin. Round 12.
Let's go, Enrique.
Double jab.
Both of them coming in.
Get him, Parker! Get him, Parker!
Dillian White is.
Get him, Parker.
Dillian White got some power on his.
Hit him! You got
him, Parker. Get him, Parker.
Come on, Parker, man! Don't smother your punches.
There you go.
Work him. Don't let him grab you.
Oh, they going at it.
Dillian White. He just needs to hold. Hands up, Parker.
Don't get KO'd by that.
No grabbing on.
Oh, she tired. He punched himself out.
White looked like he still got the finish in him.
He still got it.
I don't see what. Yo, White is all good in my TV over there.
It ain't stuffy.
Man, they about to Parker ready to DT him. White holding on to the rope. White tired. White is done. Parker needs to realize that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm at the DDT part. He threw it off.
Both of these guys are slugging it.
They are going at it, baby.
Slugging in the ring. White. Body shots.
Sloppy fight. I'm just saying.
Better conditioning was from Dillian White. Better boxing skill was Dillian White.
1 minute left. 1 minute left in the fight. Last round. Man. Nice body shot by Parker.
Still doing White is tired.
That body.
White's still going forward, man. He's
White is tired.
He's still putting the pressure.
Yeah, he was acting. Oh, White, Hail Mary.
Look. White trying to pin him down.
Parker's not even trying.
My God, look at that helicopter punch.
Oh, Dillian White is down.
Yo, they're both laying on each other. Dillian White spent 40 seconds in the fight. Both of them are spent. Nice double body shot by Parker.
Down. His glove touched the ground.
Jab by White. Hand by Parker. White against the ropes. Parker trying to finish him. Knocks him down.
Man.
Oh, wow. White is tired.
Let's go, Parker. Get on his own, Parker.
It's too late. It's too late for that, Parker.
White holds him to the end of the bell. He should have took a point.
Damn, man.
A point.
He's holding dirty.
That was a motherfucking fight, y'all.
Come on, referee.
That was a fight, y'all.
No, that was a round.
Yo, hey. White is smart, though. He's holding, bro.
Give me 15 minutes.
Yo, who's that guy with no shirt on?
Give me 15 rounds. I love this.
Yo, who's that barefoot guy with no shirt?
Yo, who is that dude? Why disqualification? What the fuck is going on?
What?
Bro, he was holding him and the ref is telling him, let go, let go, let go.
He held him for 15 seconds.
Come on, bro. This ain't a street fight.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Yo, you know, damn, man. Dillian White was up here. And then he let the last couple of rounds drop him down, bro.
Man, Parker, a dog, man.
Owens jumped in the ring. They was about to jump. They was about to go fuck.
And then hold on, that's because that one bad knockdown and the fucking third round that could fucking change the whole thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But that, you know what that smells like? Pay per view rematch.
Oh,
boy. I would like to see these guys again.
This is already pay per view, so it's gonna be a rematch, yo. Because
Joseph
is gonna lose, but he's got that controversial knockdown. You know, Kevin Vary, very vocal. He'll be all over that.
David Higgins too.
I don't know, man. Parker didn't look at all like he was getting busy for like the first nine rounds, all the way to the ninth round.
I missed a lot, man.
Saved it for the late rounds.
He was dominant, but the late rounds is round six and up.
No, he saved it the championship rounds, 11, 12, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, so he was going for the knockout. He was that confident.
Parker hit him with a right hand, bro. Knocked him down.
See the replay.
Too late, bro. Too late.
Oh, yeah. It was a right hand. Damn.
With all the body.
Right at the top of the head. And it was a lead right hand.
And his power held, though. His power held.
But Dillian White didn't go down. I mean, the ropes kept him up, though. The ref. Oh, he did go down. Oh,
he went down. He went down.
Yeah, that was.
They giving this to Joseph Parker. Let's hit. Oh, damn, we can't hit a scorecard.
Yo, don't be surprised if this is a tie.
Bro, that's a one punch, though. Like, believe it or not, you know, it took Dillian White a couple of back pedals to fall, but it's a one punch knockdown. I mean, so was Dillian White's left hook, though. That shit was prettier. Uh-oh. Damn, we need some. I ain't even gonna put audio. Don't no one put audio. This is a pay per view in Sky. We ain't even trying to.
I'm muted. I was listening to the arena just explode and cheer.
Shout out to Taylor right there. Look at our friend Taylor. Oh shit! Look at Joe Parker's brother. It looked just like him.
Yeah, is he a twin?
I don't know. He looked like a twin, or he a fucking Parker clone.
Yo, everybody, remember patreon.com/boxingvoice.com, patreon.com/boxingfanapparel. You know what I'm saying? Get your inside, get your gear.
It was a unanimous decision.
Did they get it? Let me mute.
Yo, you serious? Unanimous?
You serious? I mean, what you think?
What you mean what you think? Like this couldn't be a split.
I mean, a split is more controversy, bro. Joseph don't deserve
look at White, look at White.
He got a UD. He got
look
a UD.
At White, look at
nah,
the,
oh, yeah, man. I heard a 113-112 and a 115-112.
110. Nah, 115-110.
He got a love boxing. You see the respect?
Dillian White won.
Nostradamus!
Respect on the name.
Yeah. Nah, much respect to Dillian White. You know, he kneeled.
Yo, they took
great fight.
Oh, shit. Oh, look at Dillian White showing true fucking
sportsmanship, bro.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of there was a lot of dirty tactics. He still pulled it off. Like guys, hardcores would say, "Yo, but you're supposed to be able to come back from that." I think Joseph Parker is too clean of a fighter, man. He's too humble, too respectful, and you know, a guy like Chisora, or now we know Dillian White or Deontay Wilder, you got to be rough as a mofo.
I tell you what, man. You said it. You brought up his name. This makes me want that Dillian Wilder fight a little bit more. I swear I do.
Me too. But if it's in the States, I think there would be a lot of point deduction in the fight.
Yeah.
Disqualified.
I don't want it to be in the States. Wilder needs to come to the UK and make a name, make a statement. But let's keep it on Dillian. I mean, he's got options now for sure. I mean, Chisora, Wilder, Joshua.
I'm about to listen to the post-fight interview.
What's the big business? Where's the big business for Dillian White?
I mean, the biggest business for him is hope that Wilder and Joshua negotiations fail so that he could swoop in and do the rematch with Anthony Joshua in Wembley on April 13th, making it the rematch to their 0-2 first fight before they were champions. You know, they can sell that now. He can sell power too. He can sit at the gloves' off and say, I got true power. I'm the only guy that hurt Joshua. I'm the only guy that dropped Joseph Parker. You know, I flattened Lucas Brown. Like, he could talk greasy.
Can a fight against Deontay Wilder still happen in 2018 against Dillian White sometimes and still get that April 13th fight if he would have won?
It's July. April 15th or whatever. It's July. Word is born. If Wilder wants to play ball, Eddie could offer Wilder a Dillian White fight for like November on pay-per-view, or it could be DAZN, you know what I'm saying? True. In November, why not? They was going to do Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder in October or November. Switch the name to Dillian White. Switch the name to Dillian White. Why not? I like it.
I like that too.
You know what I like more? I like thumbs up. I just don't get why we got so many fucking people watching and not everybody hitting the thumbs up button. But I want to tell you one thing. You could call in. You could give us your opinion. You could voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Tell us what you thought about this fight. Tell us which direction you think Derek Chisora, who fought last fight, so we ain't talking about him, but, you know, he slipped up. He did lose to Dillian White. So, you know, tell us what you want Dillian White to do next. And where should Joseph Parker go from here? The number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. You can see that number right there on the thumbnail. 1-425-569-5241. Or you can call us by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. But we must be friends. So send that friend request and it'd be all good. You could download that app absolutely free on Android and iPhone. So you could call us from wherever, you know, on your mobile phone and everything. And if you want some fly gear, check out Casuals Canelo Triple G. It's a vintage last year, 2017 edition. It comes in dry fit and soft cotton. Check it out at BoxingFanApparel.com. Obviously, you can check out his Patreon at Patreon.com/BoxingFanApparel. Receive one free shirt every month by signing up, and it's exclusive, one-offs. You know, you can't even get them on TBV store. And my closet is decked. If you follow me on IG at NesGTO, you see me wearing plenty of those. Now, don't forget to head on over to Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice for more content from TBV, especially last week's edition of Untitled, where we discussed numerous topics like Broner, but also women like the Nigerian baddie, and just some other men advice that we give on our other freestyle podcast. So you can check that out on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice.
Also, let's not forget that later on tonight, Mikey Garcia, all you true boxing fans, Mikey Garcia versus Robert Easter. We're doing the same kind of setup, same show, live chat on the Boxing Fan. I'm sorry, on the BoxingVoice.com YouTube channel.
That's right. We will be here for another live fight chat for the Robert Easter and Mikey Garcia fight. You know, so if you're supporting your Mexican Mikey Garcia, this is the channel to be tuned into. Don't forget to subscribe right here to YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Hit that notification bell. We're going to go out to some of these callers. I'm going to go out to our sponsors and then hit the phone lines.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to our very own Amin in New Jersey.
Amin, hold on real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yo, Chisora just stepped in the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh, Chisora crashed the ring?
Chisora stepped in the ring, and Dillian White addressed it. It's like, yo, you are my undercard. I am the champion unified in the world. Something like that.
So anything else happened?
Nah, you know, they holding them back. Security's holding them back.
All right, so let me go outside.
That's all I mean.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make it sufficient. Everybody disagree with it.
Yo, what's good, fellas? Good show. Let me get right to it, man. I had to listen because I couldn't get a good link, but I've been saying it for a while. The heavyweight division got a lot more than what people see, you know. So, and I've been beating the drum for Chisora, not because he's still, you know, I think is a world beater, but because he's been in there with so many guys, he really is a good measuring stick. And for Wilder, you know, I'm a Wilder fan, but in the meantime, I mean, a Chisora fight a long time ago, right now it doesn't make sense. That's like fighting a UK Stavern. But like a little while ago, it would have made sense. The Dillian White fight definitely makes sense. Gotta happen. Go over to the UK, fight Dillian, Wild, and then fight Joshua, and then ride out.
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks for calling in all the way in New Jersey. We're going to go out to Cincinnati, home of Adrian Broner, and tonight's main event on Showtime in Toledo, Ohio. Well, actually, that's a different part of Ohio, so I can't say same place. But whatever. Robert Easter's from Toledo and Anthony from Cincinnati. What up, brother?
What up? Hey, I must say, UK knows how to put on a motherfucking show. And I'm watching on my phone on a link, courtesy of Pittsburgh Group. And shit, I'm jumping up and down, yelling at the phone and shit, like, oh shit, come on, Parker. And yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. He looked gas so early, but I don't know. It just goes to show. I mean, shit, motherfuckers need to be in shape. Like, they flubbering around. Both of them kind of flubbering around, but that was a fun fight to watch, man. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with Parker so early, and then he finally turned it on at the end. I'm like, motherfucker, if you'd have threw them right hands like that early, you could have got rid of his ass a long time ago. But Dillian White got some heart. Dillian White got some heart, but he a fucking dirty ass fighter, though.
Yeah, it definitely turns into a barroom brawler when he's
put on the show. Yeah, he hitting people over the head. He holding Parker's head down and throwing uppercuts. I'm like, yo, why the refs ain't saying nothing about this shit?
I mean, do you feel any type of way that there wasn't any points taken, even with the holding of the ropes when he was?
Hell yeah, because it looked like he warned him 3 or 4 times. Like, yo, don't do this. Yo, don't. Like, he ran, running him out the ring and trying to tackle him and just laying on him, holding his head down, throwing it. I'm like, yo, like, he should have been had a couple points deducted, but even that, he probably would have still won, in my opinion, even if that had to happen, because Parker just seemed flat. He just seemed flat. I don't know what happened to him, but
turned up too late
for that one, because I really thought Parker.
Turned up too late.
What'd you say?
I said Joseph Parker. You turned up too late.
Not too late. Yeah, I thought he had more in him, but he just ain't. He ain't had a gas tank. I don't know what happened. He looked a little different when he fought AJ. You know, looked like he could dance around all night, but shit, he's just flat today.
And let me get to some other callers, brother. Thank you for calling in. We got to get out. It is an immediate reaction show. Don't forget the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We're going to go out to Idris on Skype. Talk to me.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? All right, that was a great night. Top to bottom. I swear to you, I watched every fight from 5 p.m., that was probably the best pay-per-view card I've spent since probably Mayweather. I don't know, that time when Broner and Khan, all of that won it. But yeah, man, I just want to say everyone did their thing right now. And Parker, I just want to say Gerald Miller needs to start coming out. He's supposed to be on commentary. And everyone's calling for Miller Chisora now, which will probably make him big money and do a good fight. Miller's signed to Matchroom USA, man. He needs to start putting his name out there, man, and stop fighting these fucking no fucking Wilder's leftovers and stuff, man. Everyone in the heavyweight division just needs to get themselves in the mix and make money with each other, man. But anyway, good night. I'll phone back on Sunday.
All right, Idris, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to the phone lines in New Orleans.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
What's good, man? Sitting next, y'all had me feel like I was sitting in front of the TV just now, man. Wow. I felt like I was at the fight almost, man.
Well, we did our job.
Shout out to TBV. Everybody giving the thumbs up. They handling business. They putting their work, you hear me? But look, Man, shit, bro. Wilder and Big Bear, they got to get over there, man. They gotta have another fight over there, man. I'm hearing a lot of action going down. And, man, it sounds like them boys ain't got that much stamina over there, man. We in shape over here in the U.S., baby. You understand? We need to go over there, and that's when we need to go over there and put our flag down and start taking over, you hear me? They're vulnerable over there, man. It's fresh meat. I'm telling you, let's get it. Brown Squad, Big Ben, you're running your mouth. You gotta fight Kizora or one of them, somebody. You gotta do something. You just sitting on the pot, Big Baby. You gonna shit, you gonna take a piss, what you gonna do? That's my call.
NO, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Skype. Buami, talk to me. Buami on Skype.
Good night, Vince, man. Can't ask for nothing more, but at the end of the day, man, I want to see some, like bro just said on the phone or before me, man, I want to see some Americans come over there, put their flag down. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing a Jarrell Miller go over there if he really bout what he's saying. I really want to see that. I want to see maybe a Gerald Washington go over there and fight a David Allen. That was a big time win he picked up as well. And then Dillian. I mean, Joseph Parker, I don't think he really went down from that fight either. So I mean, it's up to Eddie Hearn basically. But I feel like Americans need to go over there, you know, and get it in, show them what's up.
Absolutely. Buami, man, thank you for calling in. Man, we're missing our UK brethren right now. Rob, I don't know where he went, but we need that soundbite. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Yo, AJ put out a promo with that little song, but Eddie is the one that got the whole fucking world in his hands, let me tell you. Because man, Eddie can do so much right now with all these guys. Let me go out to Javier in Alabama, home of Deontay Wilder.
Bomb Squad!
What's up, man? Both of them niggas look like trash to me. I'm sorry. They was tired from like the fourth round on. I mean, how you gonna say they gonna compete with the top fighters, and them motherfuckers just literally was tired in the fourth and fifth round. And you can't say, oh, well, they showed they can do it against top tier fighters. They just fought each other. They ain't fought nobody else top tier, and they lost to the people who were. So I mean,
yeah, but they both only lost to AJ, bro. They both only lost to AJ. You, I don't get it. Like,
okay, if they fight Deontay, both of them going to sleep, guaranteed. Sleep. I mean, I'm not talking about like no, oh, it's a TKO. No, I'm talking about like it's over with. Like, go home. Get the stretcher out, because that's what, if you tired in the fourth
so
round,
so what if people are calling you salty? You think you could be salty because you like you see the UK putting on a big event and Dillian getting a lot of, you know, I mean, he's getting a lot of shine.
It's a good event. It was a good show. The heavyweight fight before that was better than that one, actually, to be honest.
I think what you should take from this is that you should support your American fighter the way the UK supporting their fight. And Dillian White got some dog in him, and I don't know if he would definitely go to sleep. He can hold a punch.
He definitely got some dog in him.
Who held a Deontay punch? Yet? Tell me who held one.
What?
Only one person that I know of off the top of my head.
If Bermain, old ass, overweight Stavern could go 12 rounds, Dillian could go 12.
But he went 12 rounds years ago.
Yeah, with a broke hand too, Ness.
Stavern died the next fight, so don't do that. Stavern died the next fight.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that first
fight. That's a whole nother fight.
But you know, Wilder broke his hand in the third round.
Hey, that ain't my problem. Wilder broke his hand on the defense of Stavern.
Ness, boy, you funny.
All right, well, don't worry about it. When we get the fight going, just know I'm picking Dillian White. Or any whoever the next fight Deontay is, they going down in the fourth or fifth round.
No, Deontay to sign the fucking contract. He could have had the Dillian White fight like a year ago.
He wanted the big fight.
Now, does this really put like pressure on the WBC?
So
Because
hey, Javier, I gotta go though. You know this immediate reaction show, and you know it ain't crazy. It's fucking true. He could have had Dillian White 2 fights to go for $4 million. So don't tell me I'm crazy. What's crazy is he ain't taking. Dominic from Seattle, talk to me.
Yo, what's up, man? I watched that fight, and that was some bullshit.
Parker, I do my best, but
it's like it don't make no sense. I really think he won that fight, but it's just like Dillian White keeps on leaning and shit when he's about to get knocked out, holding, falling on him and shit like some fucking drunk ass nigga. Like, come on, man. The refs were just, I don't know. There's something about British refs, man. Makes me feel weird. You know, it's just.
Yeah, that ref didn't know his job.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it's UK weird. Refs in general, though. They always doing some bullshit over there in the UK with the refereeing. Like, he could have been give Dillian White some warnings or took some points, but I picked Dillian, so I'm all right. Yeah.
And on the ref thing real quick, you can't have the best ref in the co-main event.
Hey, Dominic, you bugging. You still feel like Parker won. He lost. It's over.
Yeah, he lost that, bro.
But Dominic, thanks for calling in. Let me go out to Skype. We're going out to what looks like a new caller, Solomon. Is it Solomon? It is Solomon. Let's go, right?
Solomon, what's up, baby? Talk to us.
Solomon?
You
sound very far, bro. Talking to the mic or turn up the mic. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Keep going louder.
Yo, I'm going to have to be shouting.
Don't worry, man. Shout. You sound normal when you shout.
All right. Why you, man, are bugging, man?
How are we bugging?
What, yeah, about, like, you guys coming over to the UK. You guys ain't going to come over and just take over. Did you not just see that fight?
I mean, I seen some sloppy shit going down. Like, if we're gonna make it a us versus you thing, like, yeah, I'm picking my guys versus your guys all fucking day.
Your guys don't even want none of them. You don't want White.
He don't want none of them for low money. He don't want none of them for low money. You know that. Let's be real. He don't want none of them for low money. These guys are all fighters. They'll fight each other for the right money.
This is the thing, yeah. He's been getting $2 million.
Oh, here we go. Eddie Hearn quote, $2 million. You're an accountant? Are you an accountant? What? You work with the IRS in the U.S. over here? You know everything he gets? How do you know? You believe Ellie, huh? You believe Eddie?
Your financial advisor?
Derek Chisora doesn't even believe Eddie. Did you watch the card? Derek doesn't believe Eddie. Why should you? Derek gets a check. Derek had to lie to Eddie to get more money. You sure you want to believe Eddie? Come on.
I've said believe that, okay? Why don't you even want what?
Listen, Solomon, you know I don't know why Deontay didn't take that fight. But let's not make it about D, man. Let's make it about motherfucking Dillian White, who did great. Like, he did.
Let's go.
He's been the mandatory for your man for time. And your man don't
He's
want
actually
him.
Not a mandatory, though. That's the thing. It's like, fake. You know what I'm saying?
Your guy's going to be fighting Brazil. Come on, man. And you guys
Another Eddie Hearn quote. Meanwhile, Brazil's on social media mad that he can't get the fight.
We'll chat another time.
All right. Yo, I love it though. Listen, it is what it is. Until our guys meet, we will always have these debates back and forth. We're going to Class and Bound in Texas. Talk to me.
All right, real quickly. First of all, I've been the biggest Dillian White critic, and back a year ago, Dillian White didn't deserve a shot at Deontay Wilder, but with what he's done in the last year or so, he definitely has earned it in my book, and his stock has definitely raised. Also, Parker is not a bum. He's a former world champion. I don't care if you think he got the belt in a very, in a very unimpressive way. He's still a belt holder, and so, yeah, Dillian White deserves all the credit. Yeah, Deontay Wilder, Dillian White, let's make it happen. But real fucking talk, Joseph Parker, what the fuck was he doing at times? He wasn't throwing punches. He literally would sit there and throw no punches. Even when Dillian White literally would put his hands up and look at him. And Parker would do nothing at times for like 2.5 minutes. And then Dillian White got away with a lot of roughhousing and holding. But you know what? Tony Bellew was talking about it. He said it best. White is about that life. He showed grit. He showed that stuff that's like, you know, that hardcore stuff where it's not about skill. It's not about how many times, how fast your jab is. It's about who the fuck you are and showing that you fucking belong in the ring. Parker, literally, some guy said it best. He was like, I've never seen such a boxer that I could actually call a pansy, and that's how Parker fought, man. Until the 12th round, like, Parker at times would just do nothing at all and didn't want to even want to be there. But shout out to Dillon White for doing his thing. Him and Wilder, let's make it happen. That's all.
Great fucking call, Class Inbound. Good call, good call. Appreciate that. Yo, so what we were getting, what we're getting from the public, guys, is they want Jarrell Miller versus Chisora. That's, I mean, it's good, but if you're Jarrell Miller, man, the public loves you, because even though I guess I can't say that with the performance that Chisora put on, I can't say Chisora is done. I mean, he just fucking showed that, you know, you got to be careful in this world.
But a guy like Big Baby Miller would say, well, I ain't Takum.
He will say that.
You know what I'm saying? And he will say, I am here to hurt Chisora. So I would like to see that fight, because they both talk a lot of shit. And like you said, they're going to need that bulletproof.
Oh, yeah, they're going to need that bulletproof glass.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're going to need that bulletproof. And I will love to see that fight. I would definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, and you know what? It would be a big name. It will help Big Baby with the popularity of profile raising. Let's go out to the 202-809. First-time caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? First-time caller. Say your first-time caller. We play this first-time caller intro. 202-809. Baltimore, talk to me. Going once, twice, Duce, Rosé. All right, we got one
more. Alizé.
Damn, remember Alizé?
Remember that?
Thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. We working out here. Hashtag we working. We going to be back for the Robert Easter and Mikey Garcia live fight chat and immediate reaction at this very same channel. So don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Plus, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can get that notification bell whenever we do go live, so that, you know, you're not left out. You don't want to be left out, right? You don't want to be left out. I'm telling you. Being left out is wacky. All right, so we got a new 706. 445. First time caller, where you calling in from? What's your name?
Renzo, man, calling in from Somerville, Georgia, bro. What's good?
Somerville, Georgia. Talk to us, Lorenzo.
Yo, man, as far as these the conversation these guys were having about our guys versus their guys, I feel as though after this fight that the WBSS, man, they have a great opportunity to put a heavyweight tournament together, man. I'm just go ahead and let you guys talk about that, or see what you guys think about that. I'm go back to listen.
Lorenzo, where you say you were from again? My bad.
Somerville, Georgia.
Somerville, Georgia.
Somerville. Got you, brother. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Skype. We got Richmond Brown Boxing. What's up?
Man, what's happening, Nestor? What's going on? How you feel about the fight, man?
Oh, man, I would love to tell you all that again, but we just went through hours of that. Sure. You're going to have to rewind, man, it. But I was excited, and I'm happy for Dillian White, because I did pick him to win.
I'm going to try to be the first to say today, I feel like after being deleted by Dillian White off of Instagram, man, I feel like he's earned his shot at Deontay Wilder today. And I wouldn't want to try to admit that, man, but I think he earned it today by beating former champion Joseph Parker. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's next in the heavyweight division, man. It's popping right now.
Yeah, it is, brother. I am happy about that division. But thanks for calling in, my friend, out in Richmond. What my man says, Somerville what? I'm fucking up here. Too much shit at once. What he says, Somerville where?
Georgia.
Ah, got it. Well, guess what, guys? We did our job. It's time to eat some snacks. We'll be back for the immediate react of Showtime's main event.
We're not doing that live.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You said for the immediate reaction.
You know, whatever. Somerville. What you said? Georgia.
Georgia, GA.
Anyways.
Nice booties.
Anyways, you can follow me on TBV_CasualFan on Twitter, as well as my YouTube channel, Patreon.com, The Boxing Voice, Patreon.com/BoxingFanApparel, and that Fight Talk is my Instagram. This is like therapy. I laughed. I yelled out loud. The whole house was shut down. And yo, a hell of a fight, Chisora. A hell of a fight, Dillian White. Joseph Parker, respect to you.
Ah, you keep taking shots. Look, you made the same mistake. But guess what? He's ready, Wilder. I've been told Wilder personally take this fight at camp, on the phone, in text. We need this fight right now. Dillian White is hot. We about to extinguish that flame. All right?
Cool.
Other than that, because, you know, I don't want to make it an us versus you guys thing. Dillian White put on a hell of a performance. It was an exciting fight. It was as sloppy as a Wilder fight, so... You know, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck all the hate is for, but he did better than Anthony Joshua. That's for sure. Outstanding performance. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And Takum,
he's deleted.
Absolutely, he's deleted, man. Great show by Matchroom Boxing. Great event by Sky Sports. The atmosphere was lit. We had knockouts from the opening bell to the ending bell, so... That's always good. Shout out to Katie Taylor. She successfully defended her belt by defeating Kimberly Connor, TKO stoppage. Joshua Buatsi won by a stoppage. But Connor Benn got his winning ways back. So great card, great fight. I'm just happy, and I can't wait for tonight.
Right, hold on a minute. 6-2-3. Brother, you got to press 1 if you actually want us to go to you, but I'm going to do you a favor because I've seen you in the chat. Are you there? 6-2-3, going once.
Yes, I'm here.
Checkmate.
Yeah, I'm here.
Checkmate Boxing for the future.
Yeah, you got to Checkmate Boxing.
Yeah, for the future, you got to press 1 if you want to holler, all right? Go for it.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, look, let me go ahead and comment. First of all, I do want to say that Dillian White did gain my respect. First of all, I love his confidence. So I've always loved his confidence. I just felt like he hadn't earned the right to fight Deontay Wilder. And actually, after this performance, I think he needs to do a rematch with Chisora because I felt Chisora won the first fight against Dillian White. So I think that would be a great match, and that winner should fight Wilder. Other than that, I think the referee is the MVP of this fight, just as the British UK referees have been the MVPs of the last 4 or 5 fights, the major fights. And that's unfortunate. I felt like they was getting away with too much holding, and like the last 20 seconds, he's holding it on to the ropes where he would have went down. You know, in Vegas or New York, whatever the case may be, that definitely would have been a warning or a point taken away. And, you know, or even considered a knockdown because the ropes is holding him up. So, again, I do give props to Dillian White. Joseph Parker, to me, I think Dillian White took his confidence away 2 weeks ago when they started doing the interviews. I felt like Dillian White's confidence was just like overshadowing, you know. And so I felt like Parker lost this fight outside of the ring a couple of weeks ago. But you showed that if he put them punches together, he can do it. He just did not do it until the last, you know, couple rounds. But, you know, that's my comment on the fight.
Well, Checkmate Boxing, thanks for calling in. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice. We will be back later on. Fight fans, Showtime has fights for free on their YouTube channel and their Facebook streaming right now. They're the undercard prelims for the Showtime card. So you can head on over to Showtime's YouTube channel or their Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Mike, finish it up.
You can find me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Great fight. Good job by Dillian White and Parker. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. That sums it all up, right? Good night.
Peace. Good night.
See you later.